The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, the topic of intention as a topic for today. And I think there's layers and layers of exploration around the topic of intention. But if you have a desire for something, if something that you want, it's possible to ask yourself, why do you want that? What's the intention, what's the motivation behind the desire? So, you know, you could say that something like, you know, my desire is to buy a nice shirt. What's the intention around buying the nice shirt? Well, the intention is to impress everyone. So why are you buying the nice, why are you buying a shirt? Well, because I want to kind of show people how great I am. And the shirts are how you do it. And, but then you could ask further, what's the intention behind even that desire? So you want to impress people with your clothes, but why do you want to do that? And then you go deeper. And behind that, maybe, is because you feel insecure. And you want to somehow assuage your insecurity. And what's behind the insecurity? And then maybe behind insecurity is anxiety. And so there's kind of these layers behind it. So if you ask what's the intention, or why do you do something, or what's motivating, don't settle for the first answer, but keep dropping down. What's going on underneath that? Why is that? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And in Vipassana practice, asking these questions is good, but the way to look for the answers is not to answer it intellectually or cognitively with ideas, but rather is to feel your way into the answer. So so what's the intention? And then what does it feel like to want to impress people by your clothes, if that's the thing? What does that feel like to do that? What parts of your body get activated? Where is the energy in your body? What's going on for you? And then what's the intention to impress people? Oh, it's to assuage my insecurity. So what does it feel like to try to be settling the insecurity, dealing with it? What does it feel like to feel insecure? Where in the body is it? So refer it back to the body, so what does it feel like? And when you feel it in your body, you have access to two general areas of information. One is what it feels like physically, the sensations in the body that are playing itself out. The other is emotionally. And one of the really good ways of experiencing ourselves emotionally, to know what's going on emotionally, is to feel it in your body. Not to think about what we're emoting, but actually to feel it. And so the question is, what's the intention? Or what's the purpose? Why are we doing this? Is a very useful question to ask. And don't settle for the first answer. Keep asking, why, and now that I have an answer, why is that? Why am I doing that? Why am I doing that? The Buddhist tradition will divide intention into two kinds of intention. And the technical language is the intentions which are skillful and the intentions which are unskillful. Maybe in English, more common English, we would say the intentions which are helpful, intentions which are not helpful, those which are healthy and those which are not healthy. And so you can kind of look at the intention we have, and does that intention come along with tension? Or does it come along with a sense of kind of aspiration or open-heartedness or open-mindedness, open-bodiness? What's the kind of quality? How do you feel when you have that intention? Because chances are that if it's an unskillful intention, if you're sensitive to your body, you'll feel how this feels a little bit off in the body. And if it's a skillful intention, if it's a wise intention, it'll feel in your body like this is right, this feels good, it's appropriate. And again, back to your body, as the body is there, it can be a reference point sometimes for whether to give you the information, is this skillful or not? Because the idea is that any intention that feels yucky to have is probably not a good intention to have. So it could be that my intention is to save the world. That's a good intention, right? That should be good, just beautiful intention, right? That should be inspired. You should be inspired that I have this intention, save the world. But when I feel into that intention to save the world, I might feel there's tension around it. There might be fear, anxiety, ambition. There might be some kind of wrapping myself around a self-concept. I want to save the world in order to impress all you. And so I think that you're going to like a person who wants to save the world. So you know, that's why I'll get behind this messianic dream. But if you feel into it, you feel it feels kind of yucky. It feels a little off. It feels tense. It feels heavy. It feels tight. Another time, wanting to do something generous to the world, generous to others, you can feel into it and you feel that intention doesn't feel bad. It feels kind of, actually feels, you feel lighter because of it. You feel more open. You feel kind of internally, kind of a yes, this is right. There's a way of feeling your way into that and feeling the difference. And so, again, the evaluation of whether something is skillful and not skillful for yourself, helpful for yourself, you don't have to spend a lot of time evaluating it, second-guessing and doing all the calculations, cost-benefit calculations to figure out whether this is a good one. But rather, you can, feel your way into it. How does it feel to have this desire? How does it feel to have you motivated in this way? And sometimes some of the best motivations a person can have in their life on the surface looks good, but deeper down is not healthy to have, because it doesn't really speak for who you are, what's right for you. Maybe it's being held or being prompted by something which is kind of unhealthy or not so skillful or something. So we want to keep asking, you know, what's the motivation? Why do we want this? What's underneath it? What are the feelings? What are the emotions? What are the body sensations underneath it? And that helps us understand whether this really makes sense to follow through or not. It's a surprising number of people, maybe not surprising, who feel that they live with an obligation to do things right, or obligation to do things a certain way. We're obligated to save the world, aren't we? And so the sense of obligation is behind their desires, their what they do. And sometimes the way we've been trained, obligation seems like second nature. It's like, of course, the universe is built with obligation as part of it. And that but I would suggest that Buddhist spirituality tries to come from a very different point of view. It doesn't come from obligation, any kind of obligation at all, but our healthy responses to the world can come from relaxed, easy way. It just comes. And if it doesn't come in a relaxed and easy way, then maybe you have to be more careful. Look more carefully. I know some people say, well, if I'm just relaxed and easy, I won't do anything because I'm basically lazy. But then you go and turn and look more carefully at the laziness. And chances are that laziness is an activity that has its own ecology, that if you see even more deeply, you see there's tension there. Something's being held there. And if you look at that, you find that releases. And it's possible to respond to the world or take care of yourself in a very, very effective way while you stay relaxed. It comes from that place. So skillful motivations in Buddhism has this quality of being of ease or relaxation or non-tension, non-clinging as part of it. And so, to repeat myself, the evaluation of that, whether it's skillful or not skillful or intentions, it doesn't have to be some moral standards that you measure yourself against. I'm going to go read the moral book of Buddhism so I know how I'm supposed to be. There is no moral book of Buddhism that tells you how to be. The book is in your heart. And part of the evaluation is not a complicated evaluation, but rather it has a lot to do with the ease that we feel. And if there's no ease in the motivation, what we're trying to do, then you, I think you should take a second look and a third look. Because maybe, you know, you're acting on assumptions which are not really so useful for you. And you're acting on assumptions which just perpetuate tension, perpetuate, you know, suffering in some way. And so the challenge for Buddha, that Buddhism offers you is a challenge of trusting a heart that's at ease and see what comes from that. See what responds, how you respond to the world to that. So why do you do what you do? Why do you have the desires you have? What's the intention behind your desires? What's the motivations? What's the feelings? What's the emotions? And are your choices you make, are the intentions you have, motivations you have, are they skillful or not skillful? And the way to evaluate skillfulness and not skillfulness is to refer it back to your body, to the felt sense. What happens to your body, what happens to your mind, what happens to your heart here in the present moment? Does it feel good? Or does it feel tense? Or does it feel somehow off in some way? And let that be a guide for finding your way. So that's my little talk for today.